You are listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we host Notes from the Stage, KNNALP 95.7 FM's Broadway and movie musical extravaganza.
Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m., we will bring you all that jazz, music to make you think you can defy gravity, and even remind you of dreams you've dreamed.
So don't forget to tune in right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM.
My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees.
Hi, I'm Tobin Beck. Please join me here on KNNA FM LP for news and information about Concordia University and Seward.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 La Crosse operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right. Donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate.
Remember when the phonograph itself had only one speed, 78 RPM? I am O-Lovable Jack Kirk.
Along with me, Nancy.
Inviting you to tune us in every Friday night from 7 to 9 because we play those old songs from those old 78 RPM records and more.
Right here on the Cross, KNNALP, FM 95.7. Jack, were they really that scratchy?
Yeah, and they could break easily, too.
Off on a Tangent is the most ridiculous radio program on KNNA and quite possibly the world. We haven't officially received 5-star reviews from alien life forms, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. Find out the truth for yourself when you listen to Off on a Tangent, broadcast live almost every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on KNNA.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's
what a great intro to an amazing show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you're listening to Notes from the Stage. And I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lisa.
And we've got somebody else new up here besides Lisa.
Well, not new,
but somebody who's never on our show.
Yeah.
Occasionally. That's not true.
Though we do dedicate tons of music to you.
We do.
You do.
Tons.
You do, and I appreciate that.
You are so welcome.
We know you love listening to Beauty and the Beast. It's like your absolute favorite.
Yeah, that and The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
My sister listened to or watched The Little Mermaid on VHS tape so often that she ruined it. It was the greatest day of my life.
Your parents didn't go out and buy her a new one?
No.
So that means I need to buy...
Thank goodness.
Does that mean I need to buy your girls the DVD? Or do they already have
they ever seen it?
I'll disown you to some degree or another if you ever did that. So.
Aw, come on. It's going to be great.
That first song that you heard tonight was The Greatest Show, as some of you have probably heard many times before. Mm-hmm. That was from The Greatest Showman, but it was sung by Panic at the Disco. They put out a new CD called The Greatest Showman
Reimagined.
Reimagined, yes. And all these stars redid all the songs on there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who else was on there. Pink and her daughter. Yep.
Yeah.
Willow, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Oh, Kelly Clarkson. I had to throw that out there. Every time I hear her name, I'd say that. Who else was on there? Anyways, it's pretty cool. It actually comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So we got a sneak peek of four of the songs, right? You said?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was super excited. We had to play it tonight. And I really hope Russell's listening in. Yeah. So, Lisa, thanks for joining us up here tonight.
Thanks for inviting me. This is fun.
Yeah, this is your first time. You've been up here a couple times, but you've never been on air.
Yeah, she's been up here wrangling child.
Yeah, wrangling the child in the background or yelling, mm-hmm. yelling towards us, saying what you would like to say.
Yes.
So that you can.
Yep.
We have a good lineup this evening for everybody who's listening in. And we want to thank you guys for chiming in tonight. You know, Jim, you're our lovely producer.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you want to hear this next ditty, don't you?
This is ditty.
Well, it says for good, so I'm assuming it's good.
It is good.
It is.
It's good.
It's good.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the next one.
No, it's okay. No.
Still says good.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's right. Do the four good. We'll just go out of order. It's fine.
You do, buddy. Yeah. You got the controls.
It won't screw us up.
We're
it's
in
fine.
Order. I didn't change anything.
But you said, okay.
I said it wrong.
You do you.
But the program is
you
right.
You do you, man.
So
it's fine.
Listen to the program and not me.
Okay, yay, bye.
Message from high above.
Baltimore. That was from Hairspray. That came out in 2002 on Broadway. Not the movie version. That was the Broadway version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday, Dear Evan Hansen celebrated their 2 years.
Seriously, already?
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. I thought they were, like, brand new, like, this year.
That's what I had thought, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where I've been.
We always miss when stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I have a magazine at my office that we need to read because it's all about all Broadway shows that are coming out this season now.
I know.
Like the new Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming on Broadway?
I know the Well, and the movies that are coming out. So, like, musicals
oh, okay.
that are coming
I was
out.
Like, it's like, wait, what?
But then it talks about
How did
the
I miss that?
Kind of a little thing that we were talking about off air. It talks about King Kong.
I know. So, yeah, if you ever go to our Facebook page, Notes from the Stage, I actually posted.
Don't forget to like us.
Right? Showed, like, a little.
So we can be off on a tangent.
Yeah.
With the most likes. Do it.
Which we're already winning.
I mean, make sure to go over it off on a tangent, their page, too. But make sure we have the most.
Yeah.
Right, Jim?
Yes, while you're there, just create a new Facebook page so you can like them again.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
And then create two so you can like off on a tangent two more times.
Oh, yeah, just like I created Carl's grandma's Facebook page just so we could have an extra like on our page.
That was the
Anyway, okay, King Kong.
We have the trailer for the Broadway musical, The King Kong. So if you guys want to go to our Facebook page, you guys can take a look at that. It's huge. The King Kong thing is huge. I have yet to figure out how it's ran, whether it's animatronics or it's a puppeteers who are doing it. But it's huge. Obviously, it should be. It's a giant gorilla, but...
Well, yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's
and
like
that,
the whole
like,
thing.
Especially, like, putting his hand out. Because, I mean, that's a very iconic scene in the movie is when mm-hmm. King Kong puts his hand out and he's holding... what's her name?
The damsel in distress.
Well, yes. And I can't think of the name right off the top of my head. Anyways.
I don't know.
But, so I wonder how they're going to do that, too. Like, if they're going to have, like, this giant gorilla arm that's just...
Well, the way if you watch the trailer, there is the arm that comes, the hand that comes down. Like,
oh,
it's,
okay.
That's
so
why it showed,
move.
Like, on the stage. I think so. I haven't seen it move. There is a behind-the-scenes on YouTube.
Maybe something like Glinda's Bubble, how there's a platform and it has... She can step on it somehow or mm-hmm. whatever, and then she's in...
Well, I'll go find... I know there's one behind-the-scenes. I'll go find it, and I'll post it on our page.
Yeah, you should.
And I'll pin it to the top.
That's a good idea.
Because it's random.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hey, speaking of Glinda's Bubble.
I'm limited. Just look at me. I'm limited. And just look at you. You can do all I couldn't do.
Changed for good. It well may be
For Good from the 2008 musical Wicked, sung by Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel. Mm-hmm. I love their voices. Seriously, they are just, I don't know, there's something soothing about that song, and the way that their voices just mesh really, really well together mm-hmm. is, it's absolutely beautiful to me. I
would have loved to have seen Wicked with them in it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would have been amazing.
Right? Seriously, go see it like on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would have been really good. I know that when Idina Menzel came to the Lead Center, was it last year? I think it was last year. She sang a few songs from Wicked.
Oh.
And then some from Rent, because she was in Rent. Mm-hmm. And then I think she sang some from If and Then, or If Then.
Yeah.
That musical. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I love Wicked. As you'll notice tonight, there's a little bit of a trend.
Yeah. You'll see who did the programming tonight. Uh-huh. I'm surprised you didn't put them all together.
Actually, I asked Lisa about that. I was like, maybe I should put them all together. And I was like, no, I think people would hate me. And they'd be like,
just do it like the Callie's section.
The Callie segment.
Yeah. Just play them back to back.
I should have done like a Callie's jukebox tonight. A sweet Callie K's jukebox.
Aww. Aww. Too late.
It's going back to the old days if you do that.
Yeah, it is. Do you know that was like 3 years ago when I started here?
Seriously?
Yeah, uh-huh. 3 years ago. Actually, 3 years ago at the beginning of November.
That's yeah. crazy.
That's mm-hmm. when I started up here. I know.
Not on this program, though.
No. Started mm-mm. on When Music Was Music.
And then me and you got conned into this by Jim.
Yeah. And then we took a break.
I would never.
Yeah.
Which that was a good thing, though.
Yes. It was a good thing.
It worked out really well because yeah. I was looking for someone to do Broadway musical.
Yeah,
and
he's so full.
And you too. No, seriously.
He was.
To do just Broadway. It's such like a niche.
No, Broadway musicals, I guess when I was saying that, I also meant like movie. Like
movie musicals, movie too.
Musicals, we could do more of the.
But I seriously was. And Callie knows this because, you know, we talked about it when she was still on When Music Was Music.
Yeah. See, it's such a niche thing. Like, it's not everybody's, this is not everybody's cup of tea.
No, definitely not.
Which is exactly why I wanted it on here. Because that's yeah, what makes this radio or this radio station.
There's not
unique.
Another, there's not another program like it. I mean, like When Music Was Music, that's a different kind of program. You know, it's, yeah, I don't know.
So when she came up to me and said, I really want to do it, I'm like, do it.
And
no.
We were just joking at first.
I was up here. I was up here.
I've forced her to do it. So.
Yeah.
So I was up here. I was up here talking to you guys. Yeah. I was in the background.
You didn't even want to be on the
no,
mic.
No, I did not.
You wanted nothing to do with it, and here you are.
I know.
Are.
And our test, whatever, when we
my
did
Atlanta.
Our test run.
Yeah, because you had asked
to
us
get
to
it approved.
Do like a 10-minute segment or something like that to
that
give
was,
to you guys to
that
try
was
out.
So bad. I hadn't seen My Fair Lady. That's what we had done. That's the song that you had picked for us to talk about, and I hadn't seen that in forever, and so it was horrible. I don't remember how many ticks we had to do. Do you remember?
Oh, a lot, actually, I'm
that
pretty sure.
Bad.
I think we were up here for a couple hours.
So bad.
It was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I still have that.
Let's not ever air that.
If you ever get a chance to listen to the first couple episodes of Off on a Tangent, they're terrible too. Mm. So don't worry. Everyone starts out rough.
Yeah.
Very, very rough.
And we've talked about a couple other programs then. So When Music Was Music, they play Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. and they play music from the big band era. So stretching from the 30s to the 50s. And then Off on a Tangent, your show, Jim, that you're on, mm-hmm. is Saturday nights from 7 to 9.
Yep.
And you guys pretty much the entire time go off on a tangent about anything and everything.
Hence the name of the program.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We do that once in a while up here. We try not to. We try to stay in our lane.
When I listen in, I usually say to myself at least once, oh, it's Off on a Tangent 2.0.
Yep. Mm-hmm. that's pretty much
I think
it.
What, yes, last week we did one for almost like 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Like, we did, and we're like, ooh, we should probably
play some music. We were talking about Tamagotchis. It had nothing to do with musicals.
we talked about a lot of children's toys last week.
We're doing it right now, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yep. And then you also do the Y-Files mm-hmm. with David, who normally produces our show. Yeah. So where you guys ask pastors questions that...
Some of them are pretty deep questions.
Yeah, people would want to ask, but might be too afraid to.
Yeah.
So
we'll do it on their behalf.
Yeah.
We ask the question on their behalf. So.
There you go.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Tune in. So that's on
Sundays at 2.
2 p.m.
Is it 2 to 4 or 2 to 3?
2 to 3. Oh my goodness! If it was 2 hours, I'd probably pass out. Just because it's. Exploring and studying the Word of God is spiritually and mentally exhausting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if the pastor is going to be doing most of the talking, which they usually do.
Yeah.
They've already had a sermon that day. They've already had maybe 2 services that day as well. So they're pretty tired too. But that's a lot of information to take in.
Oh, definitely.
In just 1 hour, let alone 2.
Yeah.
So that's not what I mean. I want to do 2 hours because it's great stuff, but that's really long.
It's just
that's
really
a lot
hard. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Nope. Understand that. I found a censored CD, by the way. I'm very excited. A family-friendly version of Hamilton.
So much less work for me to do.
I know. I'm very excited. Was that okay that I announced that, Jim?
Yeah.
I'm just very, very.
You have no idea.
I was ready for you to say something else. So being the censor I am on the radio.
Red flags
like, oh, no, no red flags. Not needed.
No. Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking. Anyways, we've got some awesome Hamilton right now for you.
Stay alone. Stay alone. I have never seen the general so despondent. I have taken over writing all his correspondence. Congress writes, George attacked the British forces. I shoot back, we have resorted to eating our horses. Local merchants deny us equipment, assistance. They only take British money, so sing a song of sixpence.
The cavalry's not coming,
but sir.
Alex, listen, there's only one way for us to win this. Provoke outrage. Outright.
That's right.
Don't engage, strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight.
Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight.
Outrun.
Outrun.
Outlast.
Outlast.
Hit them quick, get out fast. Stay alive until this horrible show is past. We're gonna fly a lot of flags half-mast.
Raise a glass.
I go back to New York and my apprenticeship.
I ask for French aid, I pray that France is sent a ship.
I stay at work with Hamilton, we write essays against slavery. And every day's a test of our camaraderie and bravery.
We cut supply lines, we steal contraband. We pick and choose our battles and places to take a stand. And every day, sir, entrust me with a command. And every day,
no,
he dismisses me out of hand.
Hello.
Instead of me, he promotes Charles. He makes him second in command.
I'm a general. Whee!
Yeah, he's not the choice I would have gone with.
He hit the bed at the Battle of Monmouth.
Everyone attack!
Retreat!
Attack!
Retreat!
What are you doing? Lee, get back on your feet!
But there's so many of them!
I'm sorry, is this not your speed?
Hamilton, ready, sir.
Have Lafayette take the lead.
Yes, sir.
1,000 soldiers die in 100-degree heat.
As we snatch a stalemate from the jaws of defeat.
Charles Lee was left behind without a pot to piss in. He started
saying this to anybody who would listen.
Washington cannot be left alone to his devices. Indecisive from crisis to crisis. The best thing he can do for the revolution is turn and go back to planting tobacco in Mount Vernon.
Don't do a thing. History will prove him wrong.
But sir,
we have a war to fight. Let's move along.
Strong words from Lee. Someone ought to hold him to it.
I can't disobey direct orders.
Then I'll do it. Alexander, you're the closest friend I've got.
Lawrence, do not throw away your shot.
Ooh, boy. Lisa, what did they just listen to?
Stay Alive from Hamilton.
And
love it.
Hamilton is kind of you and Aiden's show right now that you guys listen to, right?
It is. Aiden's my oldest son, and it's his favorite. We're very much looking forward to hopefully being able to see it next fall.
Yeah, next September. Yeah. Next September, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it's coming to the Orpheum in Omaha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So excited.
That should be such a good show.
They haven't opened up the single show tickets yet.
Yeah.
But when they do, I think somebody's, who I don't know which one
We're
of us is going to be first
over,
in
like
line.
White on rice,
just
yo.
Know you got to yeah. get one for every single person.
Yep, four tickets for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Yeah, because Carl doesn't want to go, so you don't have to get him a ticket.
Mm, he's losing. He's missing out.
Eh. He's just, he doesn't like the storyline. He's just, it, whatever. It's fine. It's, you know what, though? Like, a lot of Broadway shows, like, I may not like the storyline, but the music's just amazing, and it just helps it.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes it that much, it helps. It makes it a little bit better.
So, another show that's coming to the Orpheum is, I think it's actually here right now, is The Phantom of the Opera?
Yes.
It was supposed to be around my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Around thing, yeah.
So, that's coming up. Hint, hint, wink, wink to anybody who wants to. Anyway.
You and Lisa can go.
On Broadway.
Wait, what else is coming? Isn't Come From Away coming?
Yeah, I think it's coming next year, though.
Yeah. We talked about going to that one.
Yeah.
Because you can't. See, okay, I know it sounds kind of weird, but, like, I can see Phantom on Netflix if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can watch it on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't see Come From Away. So I'd want to go.
True.
You know.
But everything's different when it's live.
Amen. What did Carl say?
Oh, he's just talking about Hamilton.
Oh,
he's like, it adds a liberal bias to history. I find
Leave
offensive.
It.
We're not even going to touch that. It's just,
Carl.
It's just super funny. I had to share it because
it's Carl comment.
It is. It is very much a Carl comment. Anyways, what is coming to Broadway also, Lisa?
Ashley. She said Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so
whatever one of you, just say what you're. What to say? What?
She is working on no sleep right now, everybody. So she's kind of in a hyper mood.
I know. Jim didn't get much sleep last night either, and
nope,
he's going
not.
On like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm at least going on like 6, but he's about to fall asleep over here, and then I'm all like, la 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 la.
Yep.
At least I'm not my normal grouchy self when I'm that tired. So.
That is true. It's because you're up here with us.
True.
And we're fine.
True.
So anyway, on
Ball
November 17th. Oh, Lord heavens. Oh, man.
You were saying?
Go ahead.
On November 17th, Ali Edenwall, I don't know how to say her name. Anyway, she is the first Asian American to play Christine in Phantom of the Opera. She is saying farewell.
Oh.
So it's going to be a new one taking over. But she's been on it for quite some time now.
Yeah.
But... just FYI. It's cool. Random.
Yeah, that is very random. I like
Supposedly
that.
The talk is that she has another show in line. I don't know. What is? I mean, it's Phantom of the Opera. What could be bigger than Phantom of the Opera?
No.
Especially when
no.
you're Christine.
She's going to be playing in something. It was in the magazine. Oh, also, there's a Cher musical coming out.
I know. I just joined it on this. I have. There's another musical, which we'll touch on next, later.
Okay.
There's a new one out.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I'm just
she
like.
She is.
But she's going to be in something. It's in the magazine in my office. I'm going to have to go look on it so I can share it for next week.
Yes.
Go do some research. Research. Okay. We
man.
Need to move on, everybody.
Yeah.
This is Lisa and I's favorite segment of the evening. And don't forget, everybody.
She did it again.
Lisa and I's favorite. I'm sorry. I keep looking at Lisa and it's just.
I'm sorry.
You just don't exist tonight, apparently. Well,
what?
I think it's also Lisa's
favorite. But it is
favorite
one of my favorite
segment.
Segments of
Jeez.
The show.
It's our only segment that we do in the show.
Bye,
whatever. Okay. I am done with you. Lisa, Ashley and I's favorite segment of the evening. Once again, just to remind everybody, you are listening to Notes from the Stage right out here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Hey,
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your day.
When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame.
He was a shame.
What a change in my name.
Not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of the day.
Yes, sing it, kid.
It's our problem free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
That is, or was, Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
From The Lion King.
Yes.
And so, kind of speaking and going along with The Lion King, our Disney joke of the day. Simba was walking too slow, so I told him to Mufasa.
So random.
I like it. I like it very much. Thank you, Lisa, for
You're
that.
Welcome. I like to bring the fun.
Hey, you know what you're going to have to do for us every week now?
Find you a joke of the day?
Yeah, a Disney joke of the day. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm good for that.
Oh, Carl said finally a good musical on the show.
Oh, hey, I picked it.
Yes, Lisa did pick it. I told her to be in charge of one song tonight, and it was this one.
Oh, man. So they just released a full-length trailer of the new Dumbo live action.
I watched that today.
Posted it on our Facebook page.
So definitely go to Notes from the Stage on Facebook.
Yep, it's coming out on March 29th of next year.
It looks really good.
Yeah, they're Colin Farrell and Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, mm-hmm. and then Alan Arkin are all going to be in it.
Wow.
The typical players that you'd normally find in a Tim Burton movie.
Yep. Well, the one who's not, who I thought was supposed to be in there, not supposed to be, but because him and Tim Burton do everything together, would be John, I just totally forgot his name. Mad Hatter.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, Johnny Depp. Wow. Totally forgot. I thought he was going to be in it just because it's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Those two don't go anywhere without each other.
Mm-mm. Although Johnny Depp didn't play in, what is that one? the Peculiar Children one.
Yeah.
The home.
Yeah, Miss Peregrine's
Peregrine.
Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Yes, someday. That's what it is.
That's a weird movie. But it's okay.
But it's good. It's a good movie. It was very well done. It was just very dark. And Samuel L. Jackson was in it.
Yeah, so you also know that there's a Toy Story 4 coming out.
Yes, I saw the little teaser for it the other day. Yes,
yeah,
it
so
looks really
it's
going
to be a new toy introduced to the group, and he's going to be called Forky.
Yeah, he's like a plastic fork with... Mm-hmm. What are those things? Pipe cleaners, and then like a weird smiley face on him.
Yeah. So the basis of it, it's supposed
to be. I wonder if it's like Andy's little sister that makes it or something.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be. So Forky's supposed to join Woody and the gang on a road trip alongside old and new friends, and they're supposed to then figure out how big the world is to a toy. Like, anyway.
Oh.
That's the basis of this movie. So okay. Pretty much, it's like all the other ones. They leave the safety of their home.
Yeah.
Of their
little
nook.
They're going to find all this trouble that happens.
So pretty much cashing that cow in again.
So are they basically going to have another toy to have to explain the world to?
Yes.
That he's not really a toy.
They are going to.
Or that he's just a toy.
Infinity and beyond.
Oh.
Well, so this movie's coming out in June 21st, 2019.
Ooh, day after my birthday.
Hello. Wait, what?
June 21st, you said?
Oh, yeah, I did. I don't know why I was thinking the 19th. Sorry. Random. Okay.
Excuse me?
I know when your birthday is. Keep going.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't forget it even if you let me try.
Yep. Okay, to continue on with the Wizard of Oz theme that we got going tonight, let's play this.
If you believe within your heart, that no one can change the path that you must go. Believe what you feel and know you're right, because the time will come around.
Yourself, sung by Dee Dee Bridgewater from the 1975 Broadway musical The Wiz, created by Motown Records.
Yes.
We were just having a discussion of that, about how, half the cast from The Wiz were actually signed on Motown Records.
Yeah.
Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
I guess I knew Diana Ross was. I guess I forgot that Michael Jackson was. I think I thought he was in the very beginning he was. I just didn't realize. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't think he... Yeah, anyway.
It's okay.
Random.
Do you got any more random information, Ashley?
I mean, I do.
Oh, my Lanta. All right, well, while you're thinking about that...
I'm not ready to share it yet.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay. Fine, we don't want to hear you.
I'm
going to
leave my little nugget for later.
Just a reminder, we are here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. We are live at that time. We replay on Monday nights from 5 to 6 p.m., and we also replay on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. So if you don't get a chance to listen to our show this, you know, on live, you can always go and listen there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, or, you know, you can just listen to us all three times, because we're just that amazing. You know you want to. All right, everybody, here's a little bit of Singing in the Rain.
Life was a song, you came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say.
That was You Were Meant for Me by Gene Kelly from the 1952 musical Singing in the Rain. Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and oh no. I'm brain farting. It's a fine. Whatever. Go ahead, Ashley.
Okay,
I'll think of
so
it.
There is a new musical out on Broadway right now. It first actually came out at the Atlanta, Georgia stage in 2016, but then took a little hiatus for a while, but actually is now opened up for premieres on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's called The Prom.
The Prom?
The Prom. Isn't that just random?
What?
Is it about prom?
Yeah, in essence, yes.
Donald O'Connor, by the way.
Huh?
Donald O'Connor. That's who I was missing on Singing in the Rain. Anyways, go ahead.
So the prom. I guess whatever. What it's supposed to be about, according to Wikipedia, because I really couldn't find much else.
Is about prom.
It is. They said, you'll love this. It's a musical, takes place in a small town in Indiana where a high school student is not permitted to bring... Oh. Never mind. Anyway, it's about prom. Sidestep. Anyway, she's not allowed to bring her date to prom.
Oh, okay.
And her friends find out and they come up to help her and help boycott. And it's about that. So anyway.
Oh, cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it just came out in October. So
nice.
Yeah, oh, random.
Maybe some new music we'll be able to find.
I know. Kind of
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah. This is definitely not new music that's coming up, but one of... It's an oldie but a goodie.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
Jack Haley singing If I Only Had a Heart from the 1939 musical film The Wizard of Oz. You know, when I was doing the program data for tonight, I accidentally almost put down Buddy Ebsen, who, if you guys don't know, was the original person, the person who was originally supposed to play the Tin Man. But he actually, because of all the silver paint that they put on him, he inhaled it and he was extremely allergic to it. He got very, very ill and he almost died. So he had to not be in The Wizard of Oz. And then they cast Jack Haley, which, I mean, Jack Haley did a great job, I think. I think either of them would have done great. But yeah, little fact about Wizard of Oz. I'm not going to continue on about that because nobody wants to hear an entire, you know, probably 10 minutes of Wizard of Oz information.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she knows more than 10 minutes.
You know, up next, I picked this next song from the Jersey Boys musical because we had... an employee that used to work for us, for Lisa and I, and she passed away
earlier this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back at, in June, beginning of June or end of May.
Yeah.
I can't exactly remember. I feel bad. Anyways, we've just been thinking about her a lot lately, with Christmas time coming up, and she was the one who handled our Secret Santa thing exchange and all that stuff. And so we just wanted to play this song for her tonight.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words. Nick and I do a quick head arrangement. Then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world explodes.
That was Sherry by the Jersey Boys cast from the 2005 musical Jersey Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for Sherry.
You know, those Jersey Boys, all of the different Broadway versions from like the West End to all the different ones here on Broadway, they have albums for every single one almost.
Yes.
My Pandora just so keeps many. Always rotating in Jersey Boys. And I'm like, no. Like, one Jersey Boys. I'm like, okay. And I always try to push skip and it's like another Jersey Boys, another like, version.
No, I want this one. I want this one. Yeah.
Like, I want to play a little fiddler on the roof, not Jersey Boys. Oy, yay, yay.
Hey, next week, we got coming up our Thanksgiving show.
Woo!
So I always like to play my one song from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
I'm super excited again.
That's such a funny song.
Eat me! It's funny.
It is.
Okay. So tune in next week if you want to hear a really funny song from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
We will be here next Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. like we are here every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to throw some requests in there because it's going to be the whatever few days before my birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's going to happen.
Her 29th birthday.
My 29th birthday. That's right.
Yep. Your 29th birthday.
We're so close.
Yep. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in tonight. To Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. Also a big thank you to Lisa for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Well, good. You have to come up here more.
I will.
Yeah. And then also not to mention Jim producing tonight. Thank you for coming up.
No problem.
I appreciate it. It's a heck of a lot easier when I don't have to do that. So thank you.
It does run smoother.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's always fun seeing you up here. So
we don't I like being
But
up
next
here
time,
too.
Let us know because we'll make sure we plan the perfect show for you.
Yes.
I will never let you know then.
Just give a little heads up, a little text-a-rooney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we're going to have a show full of Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, then Beauty and the Beast the movie, and then we're going to have Little Mermaid. Wait, there's like three
And you know there's other
the and...
other singers who have done renditions of them, so
just
wait,
we're
buddy.
We're going to have a gym show.
When's your birthday?
He's not.
Should we
call your wife up to see if she wants to come help us?
I think Violet would at least tell us.
She totally would. Ooh, she would totally go against me. She would betray me and tell you everything that you need to know.
Perfect. We can even ask your little girls to come up here
exactly.
and help us.
They would actually have fun, although Evangeline might just start randomly talking into the mic and
hey,
just...
that's okay.
That's okay. It's we could roll with
very,
the flow
very
up here.
Random. It's more random than off on a tangent.
I like it.
But I bet you one of her favorite subjects is going to be messing with her daddy.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's one of my favorites.
I think maybe reading to her is probably one of her favorite subjects with her daddy. That's just me.
Aww. That's awesome.
That's just me.
All right, we're going to end the show. We're not going to be able to listen to the entire thing, but we're going to go ahead and end this on the Carole King musicals. Jesse Mueller singing Will You Love Me Tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.